That is time to check in with Giles Beckford this morning. And Giles, I see there's a bit of turmoil at the top at Boeing.
Oh yes, when companies have a clean out in the States, they do it with some force. The chief executive is going, the chair is going, and I think the chief technical officer or somebody else high up is also going. Largely related, of course, to the performance of the company in the light of the safety lapses that they've had, and Boeing's seeming inability to learn from its mistakes in the past and to take all the right steps. So clearly, investors have given them a message. Time to take...
Did it rattle the markets?
Time to take... Well, no. In fact, the Boeing share price went up as a result. And it might be a lot of people thinking that it's turned the corner. So that was one of the features in an otherwise pretty quiet Wall Street, where, of course, investors are looking towards inflation numbers that are out at the end of the week. And that, of course, will then feed their views on where the Federal Reserve is going with interest rates. So at the moment, the Dow Jones average down 0.4%. The S&P 500 is 0.2% lower. And the NASDAQ essentially 0.1% down. Our NTOP 50 index sitting at a 10-month high, closing up 88 points yesterday, 0.75%. The New Zealand dollar, 60 US cents, 91.8 Australian, 47.5 pence. 55.4 euro cents, 90.9 yen, and 4.33 yuan. Brent crude oil up about a dollar, just over 1% at $86.60 US a barrel. That comes after Russian moves to cut oil production there. Gold's gained $11 at $2,176 US an ounce. And for those who follow Bitcoin, up 11% overnight, $70,651 US a coin. Of course, there are other digital currencies available. In New Zealand dollars, that's around $118,000. We'll update the news and numbers for you at around 12:20 in Midday Report.
Very good. Thank you very much, Giles.